Alaska Real Estate Headlines. AKDNR Recorder's Office, key resource for property records. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources operates a recorder's office that manages land records and documents affecting real property interests. Real estate professionals in AK rely on this office to verify property ownership, record deeds, and ensure clear title for transactions. Bookmark act.dnr.alaska.gov/ssrecof for access to recorded documents and land record services. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. Municipality of Anchorage Residential Building Permits, now online. The Municipality of Anchorage's official website provides development services information for residential building permits and inspections. Real estate professionals in AK need current permit and inspection protocols to advise clients on residential construction timelines and compliance in Anchorage. Bookmark the Anchorage Permits page to stay current on residential building requirements. https://muni.org/department/ocpds/development-services/permits/inspections/pages/residential-building.aspx. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. New AK Property Record Search Tool consolidates owner deed and lien data. A centralized online resource now lets users check Alaska property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan and lien records. Real estate professionals in AK can streamline due diligence and client research without juggling multiple county databases or outdated paper records. Bookmark htpalaska.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups on your next transaction. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. Anchorage Public Records Portal centralizes AK property research. Netter Online provides a centralized portal for accessing Anchorage public records, property tax information, and assessor data. Real estate professionals in AK can streamline due diligence and property valuation reach through this consolidated Anchorage records access point. Bookmark this resource for quick access to Anchorage property records and tax data. https://publicrecords.netrentline.com/state/ak/county/Anchorage. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. Anchorage commission rate holds below national average at 5.51%. A February 2020-2026 survey found the average real estate commission in Anchorage is 5.51%, which trails the national average of 5.70%. For AK agents and brokers, this data point offers a competitive benchmark when structuring listing agreements in the Anchorage market. Review the full Anchorage commission breakdown at /listwithclever.com/average-realestate-commission-rate/alaska/anchorage/. Alaska Real Estate Updates. Alaska commission rates. Flat fee MLS models disrupt traditional 5.5 to 6% structure. A new analysis shows Alaska real estate commissions typically range from 5.5 to 6%, while flat-fee MLS services, like Huzo, claim sellers can save approximately $23,000. Alaska real estate professionals should monitor how flat-fee competitors are positioning against traditional commission structures in their market. Review the commission breakdown and competitive landscape at html.howo.com/blog/real-estate-commissions-in-alaska. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most AK jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.